Once again, we return to that mysterious mansion seated high upon a hill overlooking the Bay of Inverness. Its three towers appear to pierce the sky. Its windows are like a thousand eyes turned inward, and its doors, hinged on time, open into endless space. It's night. To the west, a storm is gathering. All is quiet within the old Victorian mansion, except in the library, a secret panel is sliding open. A slim, pale figure steps through. She is dressed rather elegantly, as though she were about to attend a formal dinner party. She moves silently, gliding across the plush carpeted floor. She stops before a large, overstuffed green velvet armchair. She removes a sign propped up on the cushions, and now she sits, slowly sinking into the soft, velvety goose down cushions. Her skin is so pale, her features so fine, but her thoughts, what is she thinking? What is she remembering? What is she reliving?
Jack, wake up. Look at me. It's me, remember?
I don't think so.
Oh, wake up. Come on.
Okay, I'm here.
What's up?
Jack. Do you miss me?
Well, yeah, sort of. I mean, as much as anyone can miss a vampire.
You know I'm not a real vampire.
Oh, no.
I don't drink blood.
Oh, no, you get right to the essence. You just slurp up one's energy, don't you?
I don't slurp.
Well, suck.
Well, so do you.
My energy comes from eating food, not other people.
Have I ever taken a bite of you?
Yes, you bet you have.
I was just being playful.
Oh, come on. When we first met, you tried to suck me dry.
I did not.
You were seducing me and sucking my energy at the same time. I mean, what do you call that?
I was testing you.
Testing me? Don't you mean tasting me?
Oh, what's the difference? And anyway, that's all past.
Is it?
Of course. We became good friends, remember?
Well, yeah.
Do you miss our friendship?
Well, maybe. A little.
Do you miss me?
Well, I sort of have been thinking about you.
I know.
You do?
I can feel you.
Well, I admit, Inverness just isn't Inverness without the good Madonna Vampira lurking about inside the walls.
Do you want me to come back, Jack? You miss our friendship, don't you?
Well, yeah, I do, but how can I trust you?
Oh, we're friends. And that's what a friend is, someone you can trust.
Yeah.
I can be more than a friend. I can be whoever you want me to be.
Yeah, I'll bet you can.
I can.
Look, the last thing I want is for you to be whoever I want you to be.
Why?
Well, because then you'd be predictable. And that's what I like about you. I never know where you're coming from.
Oh, let's be friends again.
Okay. What do you want to do?
Well, tonight, I'll see that you have some very friendly and pleasant dreams.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I don't think you can.
You're probably right.
All I've ever wanted to do was to snuggle up to you and be your dearest friend.
Dearest, huh?
Yeah. I only wanted your warmth, your affection, your strength, your wisdom.
Your mind, your body, your soul.
Ask me to come back, Jack.
Why do I have to ask?
Because then I'll know that you want me.
Can I think about it?
No.
You promise to be good?
Of course.
Really?
I promise. You have no idea how good I can be.
Well, that sounds like the Madonna Vampira, all right.
I'll be seeing you in all the old familiar places. Bye.
Am I going to regret this? Oh boy, am I ever going to regret this?
Hello? Hello? Is everyone asleep? Oh, God, it's raining. I am not giving up.
Who's knocking down there?
Is this Inverness?
Who wants to know?
My name is Chloe. I think you met my sister.
You're getting wet down there?
What do you think?
The door is not locked. Come on in. We never lock the doors.
You trust people?
No, just too many darn doors. I brought you this towel. Here, dry yourself.
Thanks.
Do you want some hot chocolate?
I do, yeah.
You picked one fine night.
Didn't I? Jack Flanders lived here.
Are you a fan?
No, hardly. Where is everyone?
There's old Art, but I think he's sleeping.
He's the caretaker?
Yeah, but he's not saying much. He took a vow.
What's that mean?
A vow of silence.
Why?
He never said. If you see him, ask him.
Will he answer?
Oh, he has a chalkboard. He wears it around his neck.
You're Mojo Sam?
That's me.
I heard about you.
There you go.
Thank you.
It's a late spring storm. We get some good ones out here.
So this is the Inverness I've heard so much about.
It may not be.
What?
Depends on what you've been hearing.
I know about this place. I'm not a fan, by the way.
I noticed that.
I came here because what it did to my sister. You met her, Zoe?
Zoe? Yeah, sure. She has freckles and red hair, like yours.
My name is Chloe.
Zoe and Chloe?
That's not so funny when you have to live with it.
Is she okay?
No, she's crazy.
Bananas?
We haven't put her away, if that's what you mean.
Well, what happened?
Whatever it was, it happened here.
Well, she was pretty shy when she got here.
It's her chair.
Do you mean the one she brought with her?
She thought Jack Flanders would be here. She wanted him to give his blessings or some stupid thing, but he was gone.
She knew he wasn't here.
Well, she knew about his green velvet chair. She said she sat in it and thought she went to some strange place, a land of shadows.
But she came back.
Well, yeah, but when she got home, she wasn't the same. Zoe believes that chair changed her life.
She didn't have any shadows, did she?
What?
How is she now?
Now she spends her life sitting in her green chair.
Not all day.
No, nights. Late at night, she falls asleep and dreams that she's taking trips in her chair.
But she always wakes up?
Well, yeah.
You never tried it?
God, no. Have you?
Only when I need to. I want to show you something. It's in the library. There it is. Jack's overstuffed, goose down, green velvet armchair.
So that's it?
That's it.
Where are the wings?
They only come out at night.
What is that on the floor? Is that a sign?
That was on the chair.
What does it say?
Well, go over and pick it up. Just don't let that chair grab you.
Abandon all hope, ye who dare sit here. What does that mean?
It means watch out.
This is ridiculous.
I can't disagree with you, not on that. It's getting near midnight. Let's talk about this tomorrow.
Is there a motel nearby?
Oh, man, we got so many rooms here. Come on, you'll be safe.
Now, let's stop for a moment to talk about the Madonna Vampira. Who is she? She is tall, slim, with hips more like a boy, as though she were designed to slip between these hollow walls of Inverness. But she is not a vampire, not in the classic sense. She doesn't have pointed teeth to pierce your veins. She doesn't need to drink your blood. She only needs to bask in your aura. The Madonna is what is known as an energy vampire. That is all she'll take from you, if you let her. And speaking of the Madonna Vampira, what did happen earlier this evening? Was she dreaming of Jack when she was sitting in his overstuffed green velvet armchair? And now that Mojo and Chloe have left the library, why has she returned? Is she unaware that it's not wise to be sitting in Jack's chair when the clock nears midnight? Well, we'll find out. The Madonna sinks into Jack's goose-down cushions.
Why did I come back? Because I love this place? Or once I did, but now Jack is gone, Lord Jowls, Lady Jowls. I miss them. Little Frida. What happened to that little imp? Chief Wampum. Old far-seeing Art. Is he still around? Meeny Eeny, what a cracked nut. Oh, of course, Dr. Missoula. And Jives the butler. I like Jives. I never thought I'd say this, but I miss all of them. What is with this chair? It feels like it's breathing. Is this one of those stupid massage chairs? Where's the remote? How do I turn it off? What is that?
Strange appendages are growing out of the back of the green velvet chair.
I can't get out.
Wings are beginning to unfold from the back of the green velvet chair.
What the hell?
Great white wings, so huge, they're beginning to fill the entire room.
Let me out!
The wings begin to move up and down.
Oh, great.
And then faster and faster.
Whose idea is this?
The old mansion of Inverness is dissolving before her eyes. And then suddenly, the Madonna and the green chair are aloft, flying through the starry night sky.